Hi, I'm Jen Sherlock, and welcome to my lifestyle podcast, Live Without a Net. The podcast showcases people who live fearlessly and have the ambition to create something. I'll showcase change makers who have decided to let go of their safety net in order to survive. So let's jump right in. Hi, I'm Jen Sherlock. Welcome to Live Without a Net. I have Kelly Porter. She's the owner of Bar Roots in Fort Myers, Florida. Welcome to the show, Kelly.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Of course. I loved your story, and I loved parts where you had mentioned in the podcast questionnaire about how you wanted people to feel comfortable in your own skin or in their own skin, because you went through a period where you didn't feel comfortable in your skin. And then you kind of transcended and transformed just like a butterfly in a way. And you know, now you're an owner. But tell us the story. I think that's what will really impact people, of what you felt in 2014 and how you've come to where you are today.
Yeah. So I had just graduated college, and I born and raised outside Philadelphia. I went to school in Southern Virginia. So when I came back home, I just was trying to find myself. And I don't think it's uncommon to feel a great deal of anxiety, but I wasn't handling it very well. So I started to go see a therapist just to kind of work through this. And that was good. I always tell people before I tell the story, like, I recommend therapy to everyone. Don't think that I'm saying I don't like therapy. I love therapy. But next to my therapist's office was a bar studio. And at that time, I was not a gym rat. You wouldn't find me like pumping iron. I wasn't going out for runs. I wasn't doing that because like I was just super nervous all the time. But I saw this bar studio and all these ladies just looked so happy, and like, they weren't sweating profusely or wearing heavy duty sports bras, and they just like all smiling, you know? So I thought, oh, like, let me try it out, which was super uncharacteristic of me to go try something like that. But I was like, let me try it. And I tried it. I loved it. I went every single day that week. I just thought, like, this is amazing. And over time, I started swapping my therapy appointments for bar classes. And like I said, I love therapy, highly recommend it. But I just found personally, I was making more progress with my confidence and self-esteem and anxiety levels by doing that and using that as my outlet rather than going to therapy. So that's how I got started.
I love that. So you got an endorphin rush, you felt better about yourself. And then from there, at any moment leaving class, did you ever think, I want to own a class or in my own studio one day?
No, at that time, never. Because mind you, I was going and I like did the brave thing of going. But what's really crazy is I went for like a year and I didn't speak to anybody. Like I just showed up to class. I was really quiet. I went and I was in the front, which like makes this even weirder. But I was in the front, like at the bar, in the mirror. And but I wouldn't talk to anybody because I was too nervous to do that. And but like, I seriously enjoyed going. Probably the people that were working there were like, this chick is so weird. Like she won't speak to anybody, but it was like big for me to go. So I never thought that I wanted to own anything then, but they had offered like a certification, not through that studios. They were just being the host site. And they sent out an email to all of the clients in their database. And I kind of felt like, oh, I want to do that. Just to get to know the modality a little bit better and just be more confident, right? Because I'm on this confidence journey, less anxiety. I thought, let me just get to know it a little bit better. I'd like to get certified. Never with the intention of teaching, just want to get better at it. But clearly that led to something else down the road.
So how many years did it take from that start of that transformation?
Let's see. 2014. Okay, so I started in 2014, 2019. I opened up Bar Roots, about 4 years.
Good for you. So you opened that in Nashville, and unfortunately 2020 happened. But talk about that initial excitement and that feeling and emotion when you first opened your first studio.
Yeah, so in between that, I got certified. I didn't initially want to teach. And then when I came to the realization, like, oh, I want to try to teach, then we found out that we were moving. And it was like, okay, never mind. Not going to try that here. Let's go to Nashville. And I want to find a studio near where we lived and somewhere where I felt comfortable. And, you know, if you follow me on social media or anything, you'll hear me talk about how at the time, like I did not and still do not, in my opinion, fit that like typical old fashioned bar mold, right? Someone that's like itty bitty, ballerina, tiny, tiny. Like I like have giant hair. It's really frizzy. And like, I have a bunch of tattoos. Right. And I just was like, I don't really feel like I fit in. So I wanted to go somewhere where I felt like I fit in. And I tried a couple studios down there. Again, never with the intention of owning anything. I just wanted to work out for myself so I could have that same feeling I did back outside Philly. And I just couldn't find anywhere. But I was like, gosh, like I can't be the only person that feels this way, you know? And so I was like, well, if I can't find it, I'll build it. And so in 2019, we had talked about it like for long enough. I just thought, let's do this. Let's get this going.
I love it. So you were open a good year or so before, unfortunately, like March of 2020 when shutdown came.
Yeah. So, well, I opened officially June of 2019. And luckily, you know, I just think like the universe protects you in the way that it needs to. And so I was renting space. And so it wasn't as though like I had bought into this brick and mortar, because that would have been, gosh, I don't even know what life would have looked like. Super stressful, more stressful than it already was. But so I was renting and I had to get really creative with what I was doing. So obviously I couldn't be in the studio. So I started doing pop-ups everywhere in open spaces. We go to breweries. We sat on 5 acres when we were in Nashville. So I started having like regular classes in my backyard, which was just wild. But yeah, we were just making it work. But it came to a point where our son was between 2 and 3, and it was just in order to make it work, I was using a lot of family time. And again, because like, we had planned for the traditional route of opening a studio and we budgeted for that. We did not budget for this. And it was like, we just kept trying and shifting and that wasn't working. So ultimately it was not an easy decision at all. And I cried like my weight in tears, but we decided to close Bar Roots down because it was like, I needed to focus on family.
Yeah. I had to shut my office down as well. I mean, I kept paying rent till the end of 2020 thinking it was going to come back like everyone.
Yeah.
This is my office in Philly, but then I ended up buying a house in New Jersey and, you know, I ended up getting out of my lease, long story short, but I was so looking forward because I had a great space in Northern Liberties and there's, you know, plenty of restaurants and stores and a lot of outdoor activities around there. So I was so looking forward to it. And yeah, so I'm blindsided a lot of people, especially in business. But going forward, then you moved to Fort Myers and you opened like Bar Roots 2.0, even though I know it's not called that, but basically it is. So
that's how we refer to it. Yeah.
Yes. So what would you say the difference is? And now you're back, you're obviously making it happen. It's been open over a year. Are there any differences? How are you feeling about your entrepreneurship journey? And
there's, there's huge differences. And a little bit kind of backtracking, when I was doing things outside the studio, I had to get really creative. Obviously, like bar is typically you have a bar fixed to the wall and then you have the mirrors and you see yourself. And so when I'm going to breweries, I'm in my backyard. I don't have any of that. So I created this method. I call it the barless blend method. And so it's a lot of center of the room balance and stability. So I don't use a bar anymore. So it is bar without the bar. Anytime anyone comes to a class or comes to a pop-up, I'm like, have you done bar before? And I love when they say no, because I'm like, perfect, because this wasn't going to be like anything you've ever done before. So in between shutting down and then reopening, it's funny how life, like when they say life comes at you fast, it really does. I was the director of our Chamber of Commerce after we closed down Bar Roots, which is like the most random thing. But I loved it. And I had been a part of that group ever since I moved to Nashville. And so I thought it was really good as a small business owner going into that role, knowing what small businesses needed. So it was nice to see both sides of it. And I just feel like I got another perspective on business. And then, my husband was offered the opportunity to, he's in the culinary industry. So he opened up a meal replacement company and we helped open up a performance facility here in Fort Myers. And actually, it's funny, you recently did an interview with some guys that are training for the NFL Combine.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's what they do at the facility. Do that in Fort Myers. Yeah. So my husband was the chef for that program. That's how we started. That's why we came to Fort Myers.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I'd love to hear more about that. So is the meal replacement business for anyone or just specific athletes?
No, it was for anyone. It was called Athlete Driven Nutrition. It was Fueled Nutrition. So, and that was a lot of fun. And again, like, to be honest, when I closed Bar Roots, I was like, it's done. Like, everyone's like, no, like, it's temporary. And I just, you know, in my heart of hearts, I was like, it's done. It just hurts too much to go back and look at it because I just felt like I failed. Like, I couldn't make it work. And so I did. I let it go for a while, you know, but in like not a healthy way. Like, I wouldn't even go back and look at my Instagram. I couldn't do it. I had not taken a bar class because it was upsetting. And then so I also helped open up the facility and I was the marketing director. And I remember we were talking with the trainers and we were trying to say, like, hey, like, we can get group classes going here. We can do that. I was kind of like, well, I don't know. I don't know how we do that. I'm like, let me show you. Like, I know I can do this. Like, I'm a no one in this community. No one knows Kelly Porter. No one knows what I do. Like, let's try it out. So I did the same marketing tactics on like what I would do in Nashville. And 25 people came to class. Like, nobody knew me. Yeah. And 25 people came. And then, you know, we're talking. We're like, can we do it next weekend? And I'm like, well, yeah, sure. And then after that, I was like, can we do it next weekend? And then it just kind of snowballed from there. So then I started doing pop-ups around town. And that was a lot of fun. And then one of the wives, so this facility that we helped open, they also train off-season professional athletes. So it was in an NFL off-season last summer when a guy that plays for the Chargers, oh my gosh, if I got that wrong, I'll feel really bad, but it's the Chargers. He was in town training and his wife was in town and she loves bar. And she was like, hey, when Zach's training, can I do a private with you? And I was like, yeah, okay, sure. And so then started my privates and that just snowballed. And then I was getting coffee with a girl in town. She owned a yoga studio. And she's like, hey, like, I'm doing this pop-up series this summer. Like, would you teach a bar class? And I was like, sure. And then next thing you know, that snowballs. And I start teaching class there. And my pop-ups, I'm all over Fort Myers now. So it's like, I accidentally reopened it. but it's been the greatest thing. And I didn't know how much I actually needed it in my life. I thought that, I don't know what I thought when I was closing down. I was just upset. But it's been the best thing to happen.
Come full circle.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get that feeling because I didn't intend to start my own business. So it's really wonderful how you kind of just randomly got back into it and were successful and then got excited. And that little bit of confidence keeps you going the next weekend and the next weekend.
Yeah.
That's how it happens.
Yeah. It's I never thought that we'd be doing this again. And so, but through all that, I realized this is a really long-winded answer to your original question. But I was in 2019, I was like hell-bent on this is the only way. Like, I need to get a brick and mortar. It needs to be my own space. I need to have my giant sign. I need to have that. That's the only way it will work. And what I learned through all of this is that's not true. We can be really flexible. So I'm everywhere. So Bar Roots actually does not have its own brick and mortar. I'm still renting. I still do privates. I have a whole online series too. So if you can't catch me at my pop-ups for private or group classes, I have a whole online platform where you can take any class anytime. I add to it every single week. And so I learned that you can be really creative in what you can do and do what you love. And it doesn't have to be fit into this box. You can do whatever you want. It's 2024 and resources are abundant. So it's a lot of fun.
That's so true. In 2020, I actually bought PRfromhome.com. I still haven't launched it. I want to, but it's like similar. Like, I want to do videos to show people how to do it because I speak to temple students and other groups about how to do it themselves. So I'm like, why not just put it out there for people to see? So I find that, you know, pretty amazing of you. And I'd love to know, as I'm sure listeners would, about how, like, what the difference is with your workout. I've taken bar before and I know it's a little bit of Pilates, yoga. I mean, I definitely got a cardio workout. So it definitely takes your heartbeat up. I was sweating. So I wanted to hear about it. So people who may not know about it and may want to take your online classes or follow your Instagram can understand it.
Yeah. So like you're saying, bar is a mixture between yoga and Pilates. And actually, something that very few people know, Bar started out as a post-physical therapy rehab modality back in the 1960s. And so it started out as a continuation to rehab after the creator of the method. She was a dancer. She broke her back. She went to rehab and then she created this. It was called like dance rehab exercise, something that's not a sexy name. Like it's a really like butchered name. It doesn't sound good coming out, but that's what it was called. And then over the years, it's just become adapted. But traditionally, when people think bar, you're at the bar. That's where a lot of people are like, oh, like ballerinas. And it's like, oh, kind of. Yeah. You know, I think I'm like anything but. But and it's a low impact exercise designed to lengthen and strengthen the muscles. We don't use anything heavier than a 3-pound weight, honestly, because it's low weight, high reps, and that kind of helps lengthen the muscle. And it's pretty much like 60 minutes of core. So it has a huge core focus just because your core impacts so many other things in your body. Your core and your glutes, those impact so much in your body. But in 2020, we were no longer at the bar. And so I took it off the bar and when I say modify, it by no means insinuates that I made it any easier. If anything, it just became like a little bit harder, a little bit more challenging. And that's where kind of the Pilates aspect of it comes into it a little bit more. But it's all center of the room work. And so it's a ton of balance. And again, more core to help with stability. So it's building strength and flexibility. And something I love that I've always been really big on is learning why our bodies do or perform the way they do and what's going to help me. I don't want a blanketed exercise just to feel like I got my butt kicked, right? I want an exercise that's going to work for me. I want to know why I'm doing what I'm doing. What are the benefits, right? Like my husband deals with a lot of sciatic pain. So we're working a lot of glute exercises because that's going to help with the sciatic pain because he stands a lot. And so things like that. So where it's more of an educated movement that I focus on in my class. When you come to class, you're not just going to hear which position to get into. You're going to hear why we're doing it. And you're going to hear the safest and most stable ways to do it, right? And it's different for everybody because we're not all the same. Like my body and your body, totally different. And so it's an individualized workout in a group setting. So it's a lot of fun.
After this, I want to introduce you to Paul Dunn. He's in Philadelphia. He is big into modalities and body movement. And I just feel like you guys could have connections. There's so many things he wants to
do. Oh, I'd love that.
I feel like there might be a way you guys could do something nationally together.
Oh, I'd love that.
Yeah, it just came to mind because he talks about that specifically. And I don't think when you go to class, well, at least I never noticed that they tell you, well, this, you know, you're going through class, so you're not learning about the different body movements and what it helps.
Yeah.
So where are these pop-ups and how are you getting the word out about them? Are you doing them on the beach, parks? I find that so interesting. And how do you rotate the schedule?
Yeah. So actually it's funny. I am trying to get out to the beach just because why not take advantage of our surroundings? But I'll supply the sunblock for sure. I'll supply the sunblock. So again, when I was in Nashville, I started doing pop-ups. This is where my marketing side comes in. It was like, I was a no one entering a highly saturated market, right? There's like huge franchise bar companies everywhere. And they're super successful, more power to them. Amazing. But I'm like, how am I supposed to do this? So I found what really works for me. And I no gatekeeping here. I will tell anybody, any industry, go do this, is to tap into already established communities. And that's where I kind of got into the breweries, which is super goofy because people are like, oh, you work out where you drink? And I'm like, yes, that's exactly what I'm doing. But it's to build that know, like, and trust factor without people actually knowing you yet. So breweries and places like that, they have a really tight-knit community. That's a gathering place where people like to socialize. There'll be a lot of regulars. So I found that if I do a pop-up there, because in the mornings before they open, it's huge cleared spaces that they're not doing anything with. And if people see that their local brewery that they love to go to on the weekends is promoting Bar Roots, like, oh, do you guys want to get together and work out? And it's like, yeah, let's try it out. And I'll partner with breweries and they'll supply a free drink or something. So I started breweries in Nashville. I just continued that here in Fort Myers. And then I expanded. There's like a food truck park down here. It's really cool. I had never heard of it before, but it's huge. And there's just a bunch of food trucks parked around it. And then there's a green space in the middle and you can get drinks and there's like cornhole and all sorts of stuff. And so adding that component of health and wellness to the social side of things, I found that this is really like that. But again, tapping into that already established community. We have like an open air shopping mall here that has green space in the middle. So I reached out to them. Where else have I been? I mean, like, I just feel like I'm seriously going everywhere. With the yoga studio, I was over there. But to answer, how do I get the word out? I just start by emailing. And I start emailing, reaching out, see if people are interested. Then I use social media pretty heavily. I have a pretty healthy email list that, you know, has local contacts here in Fort Myers. And again, it all just started with an email. I connected with the local ABC affiliate here. So once a month, I go on and I talk about what I'm doing. And yeah, so.
Good for you. When I lived in Philly, I went to, my favorite thing was workouts and then, you know, having a drink after, but we did them everywhere in a food truck park. There was one in Philly. It's not there anymore, but in Northern Liberties for, it was maybe there like a year and a half. But we did workouts there. I had breweries as well, also in that area, Northern Liberties, Fishtown. But that was my favorite thing to do, or even like run the art museum steps and then go, you know, grab a beer with people after. So it's a great way to connect with people and create networking essentially in relationships. And that's what it's all about. So I applaud you because it's amazing. And I'm glad you're doing ABC. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So that's it's really funny because, you know, people will be like, how did you do that? And like, I sent an email. It's crazy.
PRfromhome.com, right?
That's it. There you go.
Are you actually doing a class with ABC once a month? Or are you teaching them something new?
So I go on every once a month on Sunday morning and we talk about a different topic. So it'll be like, who is Bar Roots? It'll be the history of bar. And it's really funny because I was on Easter morning and I was talking about private sessions and because private bar is something you don't hear about very often. So I was kind of talking about that, the benefits. And I convinced my husband to come on and he was like my model that I demonstrated on. And so, we just talk about different bar topics. Mm-hmm.
What's the future for Kelly Porter? What's you envision for yourself?
So, you know, it's like, I want to get this perfect and I want to see how much I can build this. And really it's funny because you would ask me that and it's sure. I'd love to open another location, right? Or duplicate this, but tracking back to the original reason why I did this, it was, I needed to feel like I was a part of something in a community with people that I felt connected to. And I feel like I'm going to butcher what I want this title to be, right? We're going to work through this together right now. I feel like a huge part of this, it doesn't matter if you do bar, if you do CrossFit, if you're in PR, it doesn't matter. This is applicable across all industries, is the ability to interact with people and just have that human connection. I can't tell you how many workout classes I have been to, doesn't matter what it is, spin class, whatever, where I just like, I didn't feel seen. I didn't feel like anyone wanted me there. Not like they have to be like, oh my gosh, Kelly, thanks for coming. But just like, you know, like just feel seen, see me, remember who I am, you know? And that's a huge thing, just how to treat people. I feel like these boutique fitness places, especially those with like a higher dollar amount, and I might get hate for saying this, right? But it's just what I've seen. I feel like they are actually not inclusive. They'll preach like community, but it's not in practice. And so something I would love more so than building another Bar Roots is I want to almost like create an interaction method. Like, how do you treat people? Like, it's really easy and it's not hard, right? But just how do you interact with people and like a community culture kind of thing and just spread that, like just care about people and it's all going to fall into place. I promise. But the biggest thing you can do is just let your clients know, let the people that essentially like help you live, like let them know that you care about them. Cause if you care about the money first, it's never going to work. So Yeah. That's kind of what I want to do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People can't fake authenticity, I don't think. You can usually tell if they're faking it. So you're either genuine or you're not, in my opinion.
That's it. That's it.
So how do you make people feel comfortable in their own skin? Going back, I know I said that before, but do you speak about any type of like inspiration when you're teaching, or you know, something like a mind-body connection?
I celebrate the wins, no matter what they are. Like, for example, I do everything in counts of eight. It's all eight, right? We do eight reps of this, eight reps of that. I might double up for 16, but it's in, you know, eight. And sometimes like you're not getting to eight, and that's okay. And that I can see it in class. If someone hits five reps, but the person next to them hits eight reps, or if someone can't just like, I'll take an arm segment, for example, like I can program some hellaciously long arm segments. I'll admit. Right. And so sometimes people are like, ah, but then the person next to them just keeps going. And I know how defeating that can feel. It doesn't matter how many times I'm like, this is an individualized workout in a group setting, right? It can still feel defeating. But I want to let you know that, like, I see how hard you're working, and I'm going to celebrate that because that's what I want for you. And I make sure to, like I said, actually see people. So I'm not just going to be like, great job today. Like, I'm going to see you. I'm going to talk about what I thought was great. And I just feel like, again, it's caring about people first. I go beyond like just like, oh, you paid me for class, I'm going to talk about it. Like, if you got a new dog, like, you better believe that I'm going to be texting you about that new dog. Like, I care about you as a person. If you're like moving, I'm going to ask you about how the move was. If I haven't seen you in a while, I'm going to reach out to you. So I think just letting people know, like, I see them, and I'm not the only one that sees them. Like, people see you and they care. I feel like that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, it's so important. There's so many people that don't have that quality.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's great because you notice when you make an impact on someone's life because they're excited you're asking about their dog or their new house or whatever it may be. So I totally get that. I think that's so important. So that's an amazing quality that you have and should be proud of.
Thank you.
So if people listening aren't in Florida or Fort Myers, can they go online? And what is that website? And Is it a monthly fee, or how does it work?
So if you go to my website, farroots.com, right at the top, you'll see Bar Roots Online. And for $47 a month, you will have 30 days access, unlimited access to a library of bar classes. I add a class every single week. So it's just always growing. And you can take that whenever you want, wherever you want.
How about your social media? People want to follow you there.
Yeah. So you can find me on Instagram at Bar Roots, Facebook Bar Roots. If you're curious and you want to do some stalking like I would, you can find me on YouTube at Bar Roots. I always post like commercials of my classes because you want to kind of see what you're getting into before. So you can also find me on YouTube, Bar Roots.
Okay. Thank you so much, Kelly. I wish you all the best and success, and I hope we stay in touch and I'll do some interviews for you. And hopefully I can get down there and take a class sometime soon.
That'd be so fun.
I would love to. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for now. Thanks everyone for joining us. Please reach out to me so I can feature you on my show. I do respond to everyone. You can find me on my Instagram at Jennifer Sherlock or my business Instagram at JennaCom. And check out our new website coming soon, livewithoutanet.com. Thanks again, and I look forward to taking risks with you.